So up next will be a panel discussion related to parking, and we have three panelists and one moderator. The panelist closest to me is Jay Crossley. He holds a master's degree in public affairs from the LBJ School, excuse me, and a LINE certificate from the Leadership Institute for Nonprofit Executives, I can't read my own handwriting, sorry, at Rice University. Jay is involved in numerous committees in the Austin area addressing transit and mobility. Matt Goble is soon to be a former director and attorney at the Denver office of Clarion & Associates. He works principally in the area of planning, zoning, and historic preservation, and his projects have included codes, plans, and special studies for dozens of jurisdictions across the country. The final member of the panel to be introduced is Ann Zeta. Ann is the Executive Director of Community Design Fort Worth and brings a wealth of knowledge as a certified planner. And I have had the pleasure of working with Ann during her tenure as a Fort Worth Zoning Commission member and chair, and also a city council member. Lastly is the moderator for this panel, Tyler Wallach. 2 years ago, I would have introduced Tyler as an assistant city attorney for Fort Worth of 14 years and a zealous TCU fan. Now I'll introduce him as the senior counsel at Jackson Walker and still a zealous TCU fan. Please welcome the panel moderator.
Thank you, Belinda. It's very rare that you get to get introduced by your mentor. And Melinda mentored me for like 10 years at the city of Fort Worth, and she is why I did land use. So much appreciated. But I actually describe myself as a recovering assistant city attorney. And I still have night sweats, 2 a.m. from 1 a.m. city council meetings. I'll just wake up and just start screaming. Wakes my wife up. But anyways, I'm getting over it. So does anybody here live in a city with 1970s style strip malls, big box stores with parking lots that were essentially made for one day of the year, Black Friday? Pretty much, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people with that. It's a problem. It's created almost essentially a lot of parking lot blight. In Texas for sure, and probably nationwide. But thankfully, there's been a grassroots campaign to kind of help reform that issue. And so we have three experts on the panel today. And if you would have asked my 15-year-old self, like how excited I would be to be sitting here and wanting to hear about parking reform, I don't think he would. I don't think he would like me right now. But this is exciting, and we would like to see it. So Matt Goble, who was introduced earlier, he'll be talking about national trends in parking reform. Jay, who's a resident of Austin, he'll do more of a deep dive into the Austin reforms that are taking place. And then Ann Zeta, she's going to be our color commentator, as she said. She's got the experience. And I had a chance to work with her at the city of Fort Worth, and she was a city council member. She's got a wealth of knowledge as well. So with that, I'll hand it off to Matt.
I'll stand up so I can see the back of the room. Thank you all for coming. It's a good, thank you for the opportunity to be here. We are gonna talk about parking, and I thought I would start in kind of an unusual place, recognizing the career of Don Shoup. Don Shoup was a planner. He passed away earlier this year, and if you haven't heard of Don, he was one of these planners that actually had a big idea that I think changed the profession in some real profound ways. He was kind of a curmudgeon, irascible guy, very smart, and he thought that we were getting it wrong in terms of how we were providing parking in land use and zoning around the country. He wrote a very influential book. It was called The High Cost of Free Parking. And back in 2005, he basically laid out an argument that's really taken hold across the country. And he had a lot of ideas for why it was in a community's worst interests to require free parking as part of new development. He laid out the argument very methodically for how free parking, you know, required parking of new development, contributed to an auto-dependent society, you know, contributed to urban sprawl, contributed to energy use and, you know, increasing our urban heat islands, made less walkable neighborhoods, all the arguments that you've heard of have now become pretty routine arguments against parking, but Don really put them all together in one spot for the first time. And he also looked at the economics of parking and just what that did in terms of the cost of a development project. If you're requiring individual